Welcome to Ill Communication, copywriting tips and sales strategies for small business. I'm your host, Kim Keel. I'm a copy coach, sales strategist, and direct response copywriter. It's my mission to help women leaders and changemakers amplify their voices through copy. It's why I'm dishing out all the juicy tips, writing prompts, and sales formulas to help you generate more leads, book more calls, and get more high-value clients on repeat. Sounds pretty good. It's time to ditch the overwhelm you might be feeling and find confidence in your copywriting so you can get your message out there and attract more soulmate clients. Let's get started. Hey, so glad you're here joining me for episode 85 of the Ill Communication Podcast. Today's episode is short, sweet, and immediately actionable, which means after you hear today's episode, you can grab your notebook or a fresh Google Doc and start writing. Because today I'm sharing a brilliant writing prompt with you. Use this writing prompt for your weekly email newsletter, a blog post, your social content, or to inspire a podcast episode. The writing prompt is number of quick tips to stop X or the thing your audience doesn't want. Or another variation is number of quick tips to improve Y or the thing your audience really desires. So first, talk about something your audience is struggling and pick something specific like writing weekly emails, making a meal plan, people pleasing, closing sales, booking clients, hosting a great board meeting. Next, share 3, 5, or 7 quick tips, hacks, or strategies to help them solve that problem or achieve the result they want. And one of those tips can be to work with you or to buy your solution. You can make this super quick, short-form content for a reel or a social post, or you can make it more of a core content piece where you really dig into and flesh out each of the tips and strategies. So here's a quick example of how you might craft this kind of a message. A lot of women in business struggle with starting or maintaining a weekly newsletter. We tend to overthink and procrastinate and put off writing our newsletter list. So here are 3 surprising tips to help you stop procrastinating writing your weekly emails. Tip number 1, follow the rule of 1. A lot of business owners get overwhelmed by all the things we want to share with our audience. We often have too many ideas and don't know how to put it all down onto digital paper. It's why I remind writers to follow the rule of 1, which means you write 1 email about 1 thing with 1 primary goal or 1 call to action. It keeps you focused on 1 simple message, which means you're probably going to write it a little faster and you'll be more likely to send it. Plus, when you follow the rule of 1, you might end up taking what you thought was 1 super long email and chopping it up into 2 or 3 emails. Win-win. Tip number 2, use a writing prompt. Instead of coming up with an idea from your own head, use a writing prompt to inspire you to write. When you outsource the inspiration to something like a writing or content prompt, you don't have to overthink it. You can just pick a prompt and write the dang email. It's why members of the Joy of Copy Club get 4 fresh writing prompts each and every month, so they're never wondering what the heck to write. Tip number 3, trust your gut. I'm sure it's happened to you, where you get that little ping, a little idea, or a little nudge to write an email about something. Trust it. Don't talk yourself out of it. That idea came to you for a reason, so trust your gut and intuition that tells you when something would be great content. Don't overthink it, just write it and send it. That idea was floating around waiting for someone to hear it and take action on it, and that someone might as well be you. So there you have it, 3 surprising tips to stop procrastinating writing your weekly emails. If you need a little more hands-on help with this, please reach out to me. Okay, so do you see how simple and easy this writing prompt is? And it works. This prompt positions you as an expert, builds authority and know, like, and trust. It delivers value, so it's really a fabulous weekly nurture email or social post. Now I'll leave you with a few subject line ideas to further inspire you and get your creative juices flowing. 3 quick tips to stop people-pleasing. 5 surprising ways to declutter your kitchen. Maintain your weight loss in 3 simple steps. 3 insider hacks to close more sales. Now, before I go, if you're wondering why I'm using a lot of the number 3, I've recorded a really great podcast episode all about the rule of 3. I'll drop the link in the show notes and you should definitely go listen to it. It's a really fun episode and a great reminder. But my friend, that's it. You're ready. Go now and write your weekly email or create that social post using this writing prompt. Number of quick tips to stop the thing they don't want or improve the thing they do want. If you need a little help, please reach out to me. There are a few ways I can help you build that writing muscle and create more writing momentum. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you next week. Hey, would you like to hang out with me and other women business owners doing rad things in the world just like you? Then you should join the Joy of Copy Club. It's a group copy coaching experience where you receive access to all my sales templates, writing prompts, and copy recipes so you're never wondering what or how to write. Once a week, you can pop into my open office hours where we'll live review and edit any kind of copy you've written. Seriously, you can bring a social post, an email, or even some edits to your homepage and I'll help you optimize it before you send it out into the world. The Joy of Copy Club gives you the tools and the confidence to get your message out there so you can grow your impact and your revenue. Find out more at kimkeel.com/copyclub. I'll see you next week.